Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why do you have to say it like that? You made me sound so old.
You and me both.
He's been around forever.
And I've known Steve for a long, 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 long time.
I do remember in the early 2000s, Coach Chris Hack being very excited about a signee named Brendan Todd from Cary, North Carolina.
From Cary, North Carolina. That's right. A big Pittsburgh Steelers fan, though, right?
He was from Pittsburgh, moved to North Carolina at age 11, I believe.
And the best decision of his life? The University of Georgia. Hey, by the way, speaking of, our man Brendan Todd is on the phone with us. Brendan, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, guys. How are you, Dave?
Doing well. Got Steve Coughlin here in the studio and Logan Booker as well. So I know.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
BT, congratulations, man. We're so proud of you.
Thanks a lot. It was a fun week.
Definitely a fun week. And to do it in Bermuda, although I'll get this out of the way. Are you superstitious? Of course, a tournament in Bermuda. They never had it before, and the trophy's a Bermuda Triangle. I hope that's okay. I mean, that's kind of weird though, but it was very cool to see you holding that thing up. Where is that thing right now?
Hopefully, it's being shipped to my house because I let them go ahead and take care of that. I didn't want to travel with it, even though my kids would have loved it.
Absolutely. By the way, catch us up on your family. How many kids do you have now?
Three kids. Oliver's 5, Scarlett's 3, and Violet is 1. So my wife has her hands full when I'm gone, and then when I'm home, we both have our hands full.
I hear you. Well, as Steve just said a moment ago, we're so proud of you, and congratulations again. You've probably, and I'll go ahead and apologize in advance, you've had to rehash this story 1,000 times, but I'm sure you don't mind sitting where you are right now. I didn't know about until reading this, that Ryan Labner had the story about the BMW championship in 2015 and just one shot. And it was a shot that went way off to the right and kind of led to the yips. What was the shot, though? Is there a shot that you hit that you thought, okay, now I'm on my way back? Let's forget about the yip stuff. Let's talk about some positive stuff. When did you know you were starting to get, you're starting to get your mojo back?
Man, I played the second stage of Q school last year, and the final round I went out, and I knew I needed to shoot probably 61 or 2 to qualify. And so it was a setting similar to this past week, but I went out there and I shot a 9-under-63 that day, and yeah, hit a lot of good shots, made a bunch of putts. And, that round really kind of propelled me. And I went 2 days later to the RSM Monday qualifier and shot 61. And I actually did finish with kind of a wide right drive that round, but I recovered and pitched in for birdie, and, you know, like you do when you're playing great. So, I mean, those two rounds were sort of like the aha moment. Like, okay, the stuff I'm working on is right, and it's working, and I'm playing better. But, you know, all year I still kind of fought that mental lapse over, like, walking into shots where I was still fearing hitting it right, even though I hadn't really hit one all year. And I remember being at the John Deere, and I pulled a 5-iron on this par 3 left of the green, and I told my caddy, I was like, man, I still, like, feared hitting it right there. And I was like, if I can just get over that. And it seemed like once I kind of talked about it again and realized I'm not hitting it, I was able to sort of work on, you know, some ways to maybe navigate that transition from when you plan the shot to when you go in and execute the shot. And, it's sort of stuck with me ever since that tournament. I've started to hit it better and better and better and, you know, just kind of get a little bit more comfortable out there.
Brendan, one of the great things about our program, and of course it's once a Bulldog, always a Bulldog, you've got 8 or 10 guys on tour with you. You've got another 4 or 5 on Korn Ferry, a couple even on the Champions Tour. How much support do you guys give each other through both ups and downs?
Yeah, I mean, definitely living back here in Athens again and being around the team and Coach Hack and Chris Kirk and some of these young guys has helped. And then, you know, when I'm on the road, I'm usually staying with Sepp Straka or, you know, going to dinner with another guy like Harris or Harmon or Hutt or Russell or Kirk or somebody. So, you know, I think we do a pretty good job of lifting each other up. But for the most part, you know, I think it's just that inner confidence knowing that we went to Georgia, we proved we're really good, and all these other guys out here are proving it too, and we can kind of hang with each other, and I think that gives us all a little bit more confidence.
And to add to that, are you playing at Mayakoba next week?
I will, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're really proud of Chris Kirk, too. You mentioned Chris, and he's going to be making
right.
his comeback. So I know with Steve talking about supporting each other, that's going to be huge for him next week, too.
Yeah, definitely. It's good to see he's coming back and that he's healthy and in a place where he wants to play golf again. So happy for him and looking forward to seeing how he does. Every time I put him at home here, he beats me. So I'm sure he'll do fine.
Brendan, one of the great things that comes along with winning a tournament is all the exemptions the next couple of years. I know the work is only beginning for you on the tour, but peace of mind knowing that you will qualify for a lot of things in the near future, how does that affect your golf game and approach to buckling down and getting ready for that stretch?
Well, I think it's very exciting because, you know, those are the events I always dreamed of playing and winning, and so I'm looking forward to, you know, getting to play the bigger events again. And I think, you know, the last struggle, you know, I had some good events in 14 and 15 when I played well in those events. And then, you know, losing my game and not getting to play them, I've got great perspective going into them and understanding now, you know, how much work is the right amount of work, some realistic outcomes, you know, and I'm just able to set my goals a little bit more reasonably, I think, than maybe I was before, where I was just kind of going full throttle trying to be the best player in the world. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just need to be the best version of me.
Brendan Todd joining us, who won the Bermuda Championship this past weekend. Second PGA Tour win, won the Byron Nelson back in 2014. So with what Logan was asking you, so you'll get this gets you in the PGA Championship, this gets you in the Players Championship, and now you get to add a little trip to Hawaii to go to Maui.
Right.
And I don't believe there's a cut there, so that's awesome as well. So I know that's got to be exciting too.
Yeah, I'm pumped. I played well in Maui last time, and, you know, it's a real special place. It's a nice place to start the 2020 year, and, you know, I'm just thankful and fortunate to get to go to these places, and I'm looking forward to, you know, taking a good mindset to them and playing well.
Brendan, you mentioned being the best that you can be. At the college level, the entire structure is laid out before the players, but once you turn pro, it's obviously a much more individual concept. How do you approach all the things as far as Team Brendan with practice and nutrition and weights and stretching, the mental
right.
aspects, all of that? Talk us through sort of that structure, if you would.
Yeah, well, when I'm home, you know, I usually try and detail out a couple practices a week that I want to accomplish, whether I need to work on my wedge game or my chipping, or maybe I just need to go play some competitive rounds to get that feeling going. And then I've got a gym in my basement, so, you know, I've got a nice place I can sneak away from the kids and get some exercise and some stretching in. And so when I'm home, you know, I try and just do the things I think I need, whether I'm looking more long-term to build a little more muscle, or maybe I've only got a few days at home and I'm just trying to, you know, get my heart rate going and getting the body feeling good for the next event. So after doing this for 12 years, I feel like I have a pretty good idea of what I need at the time, and I just try and trust my instincts on that and do things that I think will benefit me versus hurt me. And then when I'm at tournaments, I kind of have a little bit more of a consistent structure where every day, you know, I wake up and do some band work and do some body weight work and some stretching and some movement stuff, and then I go, you know, do my warm-up and play every day. And I try and keep it simple on the road where I'm not lifting too much weight and making myself tired out there.
Brendan, when you got in that run on Sunday, you I think was you birdied 2 through 8, and then
right.
You mentioned things are going well when you chip in. I think there was a chip in on that, right? And
I chipped in on Saturday.
Oh, but, that was Saturday. You're right. That was Saturday.
Yeah.
But so then you also birdied. What was it? 10 and 11?
10 and 11.
So right. You're sitting there. You've birdied 9 of your first 11 holes. God only knows what's
yes.
going through your mind because you're pulling away. But does the elusive 59 ever pop in a golfer's head when you get off to a
yeah.
start like
I
that?
Mean, Yeah, it popped my head as early as the fifth hole after I made four birdies in a row. And but I did a good job of just playing the course the way it needed to be played and trying to win the golf tournament. And, you know, I lipped out from 25 feet on one. I thought I made it. Mm-hmm. The putt on nine was 15 feet, and it was going in and just burned the edge. And then on 12, I had 6 feet up the hill, left to right, and it bounces left right before the hole and lips out. So pretty much through 12 holes, in my mind, I should have been 12 under. But I was, and I was nine, and had a couple tough holes coming up. 13 was a good par. 14 was, I hit a beautiful iron shot that landed 4 feet, and I ended up 15 feet behind the hole and missed it. So, I mean, another hole that felt like I played it perfectly. So, I mean, through four, and then 15, I hit a wedge 6 feet, make a birdie, and hit a little more of a conservative shot on 16 to the front part of the green from 220. So, through 15, I played perfect. You know, absolutely couldn't have played it any better. Could have had one or two more putts fall, and then I would have been right there on the golden number. But because I wasn't there with two to play, tricky par five, where all of a sudden we could have, you know, forced driver up there or gone for the green from 250. You know, my caddy's like, what are you thinking about? Just lay up.
Yeah.
Let's go win the tournament. You know, there was just, especially where I'd been, and there was no reason to put myself in a situation where I might step up over a driver or a three wood and be like, oh no, I shouldn't be doing this, and hit it right, lose the ball, and, you know, put a stain on an otherwise sensational week, you know, a step in the right direction with my game. So
sure,
I think we handled it the right way, and it was special to have a chance at a 59, and I think the next time I get in position, maybe I'll knock it down.
Brendan, we were looking it up. Coach Hack has now had 10 different guys win on tour. I think you guys have added up like 36 total victories.
Nice.
And if you throw in Korn Ferry, I think it's another four guys with 18 wins, you know, along with the ones that are on the tour now. 14 guys with 54 professional victories. Can you talk about just the impact that Chris Hack and Jim Douglas have made on you guys, both professionally and personally?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're tremendous guys to be around, kind of contagious in that way that when they're recruiting, you know, if you don't want to go play for them, you know, I don't know who you want to go play for. So from a choosing Georgia standpoint, they made it really easy for me to come play into them. And then when you get here, they do a great job of putting you in an environment where you've got great practice facilities to go out there and work on your game. And, you know, they believe in you. They support you with your practice. And then they give you the opportunity to qualify for every tournament, which is, you know, something not every coach does, because some coaches pick the team. So pretty much up until the SEC Championship every year, you're going to qualify for 8 or 10 events. And if you're good enough and you're working hard and you're playing well, you're going to travel. And if you're not, you're not going to travel. And it's kind of cutthroat, but it puts you in an environment that's going to build you up and teach you how to succeed at the highest level, which is what pro golf's all about. I mean, pro golf is as cutthroat as it gets. There's no job security. You are going out every day, every week, every year, competing for your job. And you've got 1,000 other guys that are trying to take it from you. So, you know, I think they know that, and they do a good job of, you know, setting their team environment up like that. So I think we're all fortunate to know them and play for them. And, you know, they keep in touch with all of us through text and phone calls. And, you know, like you said, once a Bulldog, always a Bulldog, and can't thank them enough for their leadership.
Well said. And I'll say this before we let you go, that you've got a great family. You got three kids. You've won the Byron Nelson. You've come back and won another PGA Tour event. But I still say your greatest achievement or feat is back-to-back hole-in-ones at the Athens Regional Foundation Classic.
Man.
I don't care what anybody says. That is the coolest thing, that you hit back-to-back hole-in-ones on the same hole on different days, which is just insane. I mean, do you ever just sit there and think about, I don't know, how many holes-in-one do you have in your life, just, you know, playing golf?
I have seven, so two of them were within 24 hours of each other.
Wow, wow. I mean, and the thing, too, is, and you pointed this out before, is, like, so when you're playing that hole, it was number 8 at Jennings Mill, although I guess it was number 17 for the tournament.
Yeah,
but,
that year, yeah.
Yeah, but the pins were in different places because they moved the pins, so it wasn't like you played the hole the same yardage 2 days in a row.
Clubs.
What do you remember about that?
I remember the first one, you know, I was playing a pretty nice round, and I walked up there, and I hit just the perfect 8-iron from 155, you know, and it hit 2 feet in front of the hole and rolled in. And then the second day, I bogeyed the hole before it, so I was kind of mad. I'm teeing off third, and I just, like, rip a 7-iron out and just aim right at it because I didn't, you know, I was mad. And I just fired it right at the pin, and it went in. It's just like, how does that happen twice in a row? I mean, it was just mind-boggling, but super cool, and it's definitely something we'll never forget, right?
Brendan, I'm still at zero hole-in-ones. Any advice on how to get over that hump?
Same here.
Because once I get my first, I think the rest will come pretty naturally.
Yeah, quit your day job.
There you go.
Start playing every day.
So, by the way, that was in the first and second rounds of the tournament, right?
Right.
So what did you do on Saturday?
I hit a really nice shot to the middle of the green about 15 feet, but it was disappointing for the crowd. I was getting boos left and right.
Did you make the putt? Do you remember?
I missed it.
Okay. The most disappointing par in the history of golf. Right there.
It really was.
Brendan, we are, like we said, we're so proud of you, and congrats on working your way back. I know you're not settling for anything. Like you said, it's a tough job what you have to do, and we're pulling for you and looking forward to seeing how things go, I guess, the rest of this year and into 2020. Really excited for you, Brendan.
Sounds great. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me on, Logan.
Yep.
See you guys.
All right, Brendan. Thanks so much. Brendan Todd.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.